who passes most of his time in abusing the Radical Party. Chad had just contributed to a magazine an article called Zulu Interests and the New Makango Frontier, in which a precise scientific report of his study of the customs of the people of Chaka was reinforced by a severe protest against certain interferences with these customs, both by the British and the Germans. He was sitting with the magazine in front of him, the lamplight shining on his spectacles, a wrinkle in his forehead, not of anger, but of perplexity, as Basil Grant strode up and down the room, shaking it with his voice, with his high spirits and his heavy tread. "It is not your opinions that I object to, my esteemed Chad," he was saying. "It's you. You are quite right to champion the Zulus, but for all that, you do not sympathize with them. No doubt you know the Zulu way of cooking tomatoes and the Zulu prayer before blowing one's nose. But for all that, you don't understand them as well as I do, who don't know an assegai from an alligator. You are more learned, Chad, but I am more Zulu. Why is it that the jolly old barbarians of this earth are always championed by people who are their antitheses? Why is it? You are sagacious."